Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode on the silsila The Ideal Muslim. As you know, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are going to touch on diverse topics on how to become that ideal Muslim, where we are pleasing the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, we are pleasing the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are fulfilling what we are sent for into this world. So please do stay tuned right to the end. Before I go into today's beautiful topic, make good intentions. As you know, the famous hadith, Niyatul Mu'mini Khayrun Min Amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Don't delay, make those good intentions today, make them now, that I'm listening to this bayan, I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well, to share this information with other believers, with other Muslims. Have a pen and paper ready, take down important notes, because as they say, ink is the best memory. And Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned, capture knowledge by writing it down. Many things we can forget, but if we write them down, inshallah azza wa jal, we will be able to always refer to them. Also, when you hear the blessed name of Allah, then say azza wa jal. Say subhanahu wa ta'ala wa jalla jalaluhu. When we hear the name of the beloved Rasul, say sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa alihi wa sallam. When we hear the name of any sahabi, say radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And if we hear the name of any wali or pious servant of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, say rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. Say it with good intentions to increase the possibility of getting more rewards from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. I'm going to share a very beautiful narration regarding the blessings of reciting salawat or durood-e paak or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's a beautiful narration in Tirmidhi Sharif, and the narrator is the queen of Jannah, the queen of paradise, the princess of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's correct. Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha. And she says in the summary of this narration that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to the masjid, he would recite salat and durood upon himself. And when he would return again, he would recite salat and durood upon himself. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you and I, as believers, as Muslims, as slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, increase the recitation of salawat and durood-e paak. It is in our benefit, in this world, the grave, and the hereafter, inshallah azza wa jal. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islami, encourages us a minimum of 313 times salawat and durood-e paak we should recite every day. Make this intention now, inshallah azza wa jal, and practice upon it. Encourage others as well. If you don't practice and they practice because you taught them and you transfer this information to them, you'll also get the reward, inshallah azza wa jal. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in our previous episode, we had discussed me and my merciful Allah azza wa jal. What is my connection to Almighty Allah azza wa jal? Or how my connection and relationship should be with Almighty Allah azza wa jal? And we had discussed many madani pearls on developing our connection to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, drawing closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And one of them was that obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal lies in obedience to the beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's correct. Do you remember that ayah we had quoted?
مَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ.
Whoever has obeyed the Rasul, so indeed, definitely, he has obeyed Allah. So keep this in mind and ask ourselves that, am I truly obedient to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Am I truly obedient to the commands, the orders of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If I am, then this is the obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and will lead to the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. If not, then I am disobedient actually to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and I'm earning the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the ability, the enthusiasm to obey the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in the famous book Mishkatul Masabih that Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has narrated that once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a person wearing a gold ring. Saw a man wearing a gold ring. Instantly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam removes that ring and throws it down on the floor and says, does anyone keep a flame in his hand? Allahu Akbar. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves that area, another person says to the one who had the ring, why don't you pick it up and use it for something else? Melt it down, use it in another way besides wearing it. That sahabi says, wallahi, by Allah Azza wa Jal, I will never take it. I will never touch it. While Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has thrown it away. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen this obedience of the Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, the blessed companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden, has prohibited, has thrown away, I'm not going to even touch that. This is true obedience. As our honorable scholars of Islam say, that love forces the lover to follow the beloved. Subhanallah. And our beloved is whom? Is Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Our beloved is the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, is the Awliya Allah, the pious predecessors, the pious personalities, those who are close to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. They are our beloveds. And if we truly love them, then we should follow them, we should listen to them. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Remember, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a believer, as a Muslim, is compulsory upon every Muslim male and female. It is wajib, it is necessary upon us. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, verse 1, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Translation from Kanzul Iman. And obey Allah and His noble Rasul if you have faith, if you have Iman. Allahu Akbar. And indeed, as believers, as Muslims, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, through the grace of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, through the blessings of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have Iman, we have faith. But ask ourselves, are we doing justice to that? Are we truly doing justice by obeying Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allahu Akbar. Hakim al-Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has mentioned that the difference between obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal and the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that we obey the commands and the orders of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, but not, we don't copy His actions. But when it comes to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, obedience is performed in different ways. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, that we obey. Whatever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has did, his actions, that as well we obey. And whatever was done in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he did not prohibit it. He did not forbid it. That as well, we must obey and we must follow as well, inshallah azza wa jal. If we don't, who loses out? Ask yourself, I must ask myself as well. If I don't obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I live my life according to the whims and the fancies of the people, to fit in society, for the pleasure of the people, who loses out? Who gains? You know who gains? Shaitan. Our aduwwum mubeen, our open enemy. He wants to take the maximum of people with him to Jahannam. Allah will protect us against the fire of hell and its punishments. Allah will protect us for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the punishments of the grave, because punishments of the grave is a reality. Allahu Akbar. We lose out. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, you and I, if we don't obey Allah Azza wa Jal, if we don't obey the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if we haven't developed that love and respect and honor and following of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's commands and orders, we will lose out in this world, in the grave and in the hereafter. And if we are truly intelligent people, Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has given you and me aql, has given us intelligence, has given us understanding. So we know that if I do these things, I am successful in this world, in the grave and in the hereafter. If I don't, I will be at loss in this world, the grave and the hereafter. See, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the thing is, this world is a prison for us. As a believer, truly, it's a prison. We have boundaries, we have a lot of do's and don'ts, halal and haram, things which are permissible, things which are not. But for those who disbelieve, it is a paradise for them. Whatever they want to consume, whatever they want to drink, whatever they want to eat, whatever they want to do, they do it. There's no repercussions in this world. But in the hereafter, that will be the place of paradise for the believers and the prison for the disbelievers. As the beautiful hadith has mentioned, that this world is a prison for the believer and it is a paradise for the disbeliever. So think about this. Don't feel that, you know, we have so many restrictions that I can't do this, I can't do that. When it comes to dancing and singing in the nightclubs and gambling and drinking alcohol or these kind of matters, these are evils, these are sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us, has prohibited us, but yet many Muslims are still doing it. Why? Perhaps it's a company they are keeping. The company they keep is encouraging them, influencing them towards these evils. But have you ever thought, before we make a move, before we plan, whatever we're going to do, behind that, whatever goals we make in our life, think about this first. Okay, what does my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam say about this? You know, this helps us to develop our connection to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many things do. By abundant recitation of Durood-e Pak and Salawat, this develops a love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a connection. It strengthens that connection to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam by following his orders, what he said, what he did, how he did it. Ask ourselves, are we doing this? The glorious Quran encourages us that, you know, we have that role model, we have that hero, we have that practical example and sample. You know, a person who is in the different professions out there, they first make a sample and thereafter they start their manufacturing and the developments based on that. And as I mentioned earlier, the glorious Quran is our manual, a book of guidance for us. And we have that practical example before us in the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The glorious Quran has mentioned in Surah Al-Ahzab verse 21, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Indeed, following the noble prophet of Allah is better for you. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Therefore, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the Quran is advising us. The Quran is showing us, is teaching us the path to success, the path to piety, the path which leads to the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is to develop a strong relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This involves listening to him, loving him, respecting him, honoring him, and obeying him as well. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, as recorded in Sahih al-Bukhari, "Man ata'ani dakhala al-jannah, wa man 'asani faqad aba." Allahu Akbar. He says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "One who follows my commands, my orders, will enter paradise, will enter Jannah, and one who disobeys me will be the one who denies." Allahu Akbar. Question to ask ourselves, fitting this hadith, which category do I fit in? The one who obeys, and therefore there's paradise there, or the one who disobeys and becomes a denier, becomes one in loss, one whose path is towards Jahannam? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us entry into paradise without accountability for the sake of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and protect us against the fire of hell. Another thought-provoking hadith and something for us to think about, as mentioned in Mishkatul Masabih, that none amongst you can become a true believer until his desire becomes subservient, lower to what I have brought. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, each person has their own desires and wants. But again, ask yourself that behind this desire, what lies? Does Jannah lie there? Which means, is this taking me towards the path of paradise or towards the path of Jahannam? Is this in accordance with my Islamic teachings? Because remember something, before a person is an employer or employee, or doctor, or lawyer, or accountant, or engineer, mechanic, whatever it is, before they are all of this, first they are Muslim. We are Muslim first, and Muslim is one who is obedient to Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We first have to develop that relationship with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by obeying him. What he has told us to do, do as much as we can. And what he has forbidden us, that we must stay away from it. We must refrain from that. If we do this, inshallah, we will attain that success. We will attain that happiness. Everybody is looking for happiness. Happiness in their home, in their life, with their family and children. That serenity, that peace of mind, that lies only if we obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, because this is direct obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look at this beautiful narration. Something so simple, but think about it. Sayyida Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said that whenever Sayyidina Uwaymar, as popularly known as Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala an, when he spoke, he would smile. I humbly asked, and I said, leave this habit. Otherwise people will start thinking that you are foolish. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu has said in reply, whenever I saw or heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam speaking, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would smile. Subhanallah. Therefore, acting upon the sunnah, I also do it. So it seems like a simple thing, but you know what? If we are smiling, of course the occasion must be appropriate. If there's a mayyit, we wouldn't be smiling. But according to the occasion, if we smile with the intention that it's sunnah to smile, then just for that smiling, Allahu Akbar, Allah will reward you, inshallah, azza wa jal. They say smiling is contagious. You can change your environment, your atmosphere, just by smiling. And imagine, that's the positive effects, the physical positive effects. What about spiritually? Intention. This is the power of intentions. Before you do anything good, make those good intentions. The more good intentions equals the more rewards from the court of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. And anything good we are doing, if there's no intention, there's no reward there. So make good intentions. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he stated that once a tailor invited Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for a meal. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, the tailor placed a piece of bread and some curry of calabash in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There were some meat pieces there as well. And he says, I saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam searching in that curry and looking for the calabash and eating it. Qaddu Sharif, as we say. Searching for it and eating it. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that, since that day, I love to eat blessed calabash. Allahu Akbar. Now, we as well, when we are eating, how do we eat? When we are drinking water, how do we drink water? When we are walking, when we are talking, when we are behaving with others, whether at home, our spouses, our children, our parents, our neighbors, in the business field, at work, are we doing these things in accordance with what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us? If we follow the sunnahs, inshallah, we will see a lot of blessings in this world, the grave and the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Dawud Islami is working in this regard. This is the purpose, to reform ourselves. Because we all need an islah. We all forget. We get so caught up in this dunya. So caught up in the web of the worldly activities, these mundane activities, that we start forgetting. We stop practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What we learned many, many, many years ago in madrasa, how much of that do we remember? How much of that did we understand completely at that young age, that tender age? How much of that do we implement and practice today? Dawud Islami is a great blessing for the ummah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That many, many departments, more than 100 departments, have been set up for this purpose, to help doctors to reform themselves, bring them closer to the sunnah, to bring lawyers, to bring other personalities. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, you will find some kind of madani activities near you. I will advise you that join these madani activities, because all of this is based on love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is based on obedience to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and obedience to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Because love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget this, is the foundation of iman. Without this love, our iman is in question. Think of this love, this respect and honor of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the roots. Now, you know, if a tree or a plant, if the roots are removed, what will happen? It will wither, it will dry up, it will die. Similarly, if our root, our foundation, which is the love of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it's not strong, we don't feed it with practicing the sunnah, recitation of Durood-e Paak, obedience to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what will happen to us? We will end up engaging in many gunas, many sins and evil things. Allah protect us, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So one of the demands of love is respecting Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The glorious Quran has taught us this respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that if we have it, then inshallah azza wa jal, it will give us great benefits and great blessings. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the center of the believer's life. He is that beautiful role model for us. Allah azza wa jal has stated in the glorious Quran, Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 2. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا ترفعوا أصواتكم فوق صوت النبي ولا تجهروا له بالقول كجهر بعضكم لبعض أن تحبط أعمالكم وأنتم لا تشعرون. Translation from Kanzul Iman. Listen carefully to this translation. O people who believe, do not raise your voices higher than the voice of the Prophet, nor speak to him loudly the way you shout to one another, lest your deeds go to waste whilst you are unaware. Allahu Akbar. Allah is teaching us the respect of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This must be ingrained in us, this love, this respect, this obedience. This helps us to strengthen our connection and relationship to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The person who does not respect the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his good deeds are wasted and he won't even know. Another verse of the Holy Quran, Surah An-Nur, verse 63. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Translation from Kanz al-Iman. Do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble messenger equal to your calling one another. Whenever we talk about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we must use the best of terms. We must use the best of names. Even that Almighty Allah has taught us, Ya ayyuhal muzzammil, Ya ayyuhal nabi, Ya ayyuhal muddathir. Almighty Allah has addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with so many beautiful titles and names, and this actually is a lesson for you and I, my dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel. Many things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered us to do. I will advise you again, get involved in the Madani activities of Dawood Islami. All those different facilities are there to help us to get closer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to achieve that obedience to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to increase that love and respect and honor of the most beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are his slaves. Sahaba ikram alaihim ridwan, this is how they live their lives as slaves of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because they knew if they attained this status, then they will truly attain the status of becoming a slave of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and obedience and the pleasure of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ordered us, establish our salah. Are we doing that? Give out, discharge our zakah. Are we doing that? Go for the Hajj if we have the ability. Are we doing this? Fast in the month of Ramadan. Are we fasting? And so many other prohibitions are there as well, that refrain from lying, backbiting, stealing, and all these evil things. We should ask ourselves that how strong is my connection to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I do hope that we have taken some notes and that we will try our best with good intentions to practice upon this. Join the beautiful Madani movement of Dawood Islami. These facilities are there and created just for you, for your convenience. Madrasatul Madina is available, even online as well. There are so many beautiful books and booklets of Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop and the publications department of Dawood Islami, to help us to reform ourselves, to create that Madani environment at home. Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliyah, advises us, try to do a dars, which means a few minutes, 5 to 7 minutes dars every day, at home with your family members from Faizan-e-Sunnah or any publication of Maktabatul Madina. Inshallah Azawajal, if we do this, if we become practical and sincere Muslims, we will see that Islamic ethos, we will see that Madani environment developing in our homes, inshallah Azawajal. Until next time, please do try to practice and share this with others, inshallah Azawajal. Ameen, bijahin nabiyyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands. Good Muslim is the one who avoids harming the Muslims with his tongue and hands.